This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. History in general, and the history of medicine in particular, is greatly underappreciated for the lessons it can teach us. Scholars tell us that those who cannot remember the past are condemned to repeat it. Well, it seems that valuable lessons learned in the recent past around epidemics have been ignored and disregarded. For example, although there are differences between the novel coronavirus, COVID-19, and the Ebola outbreak, there are valuable lessons that we missed. What's similar between the two diseases is the fear, the distrust of government recommendations, the role of the family in spreading the disease, the importance of social distancing, and the lack of a plan to attack the illness. Dr. Brian Bird is a leading veterinarian, an infectious disease epidemiologist, and the associate director of UC Davis's One Health Institute. He's worked on the front lines of the Ebola epidemic and other epidemics around the world. He says the major lesson we might have learned was simply to have a plan.
Being prepared, or at least having a plan to be prepared, is the key.
Dr. Bird also points out that when Ebola was first recognized in West Africa, the concept of a spreadable lethal virus was a totally new concept.
That virus was a completely new disease to the people living in that region. They had no experience with Ebola viruses, much like the globe now for COVID.
Just like with corona, early in the Ebola outbreak, there was also fear. No testing, and a huge need for social isolation that tore families apart. There were no treatments or vaccines for either Ebola or COVID, and there was a fragmented healthcare system required to care for a large number of sick people, and there was no trust in the public health response to prevent the healthy from getting sick.
West Africa Ebola was a warning to the world that viruses will emerge from relatively distant and remote places, but what we've done, no place is remote and distant anymore because of the transportation networks, whether it be roads or airplanes.
In disease management, it is essential that people trust their government and believe that they are telling them the truth.
If you look in West Africa, there was a period of time when there was a lot of mistrust and disbelief that the disease was real. So in the early months, there were large campaigns led just to say Ebola is real.
There were many opportunities to learn from the Ebola outbreak that were missed.
A lot of those lessons learned have been laid by the wayside because it was appeared that that disease was a disease of over there, not here.
Dr. Bird explains the health of the people depends on a strong and coordinated government response. During the Ebola outbreak, governments in West Africa were eventually very heavy-handed, but communities came to understand that self-isolation was in their own self-interest.
Governments need to lead and be strong and have a consistent and thoughtful approach to how they want to tackle the emergencies of the day.
Today, there are important lessons that could be learned from some countries and states and cities that could greatly benefit others. It requires a willingness to learn and an openness to recognize that we are all very much in this together. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.